Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guests a question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you at Columbo Chronicles Live on Worldwide Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, and today is just political commentary. And it involves Pakistan, Korea, China, Russia, USA, Trump, Putin, and the world leaders. And it's all about corruption, because there's a matrix, and it's a key problem with all nations around the world, as they appear to be vying to create a one world order, vying to see who will be the one world leader. And if there will be a one world leader, a one world religion, or one world messiah, where you worship the one world leader only, or the sentence is death. Could that be happening? As it appears that leaders from around the world and whistleblowers and witnesses are falling dead suddenly around the world, including bankers, scientists, natural cure doctors, chemists, journalists, politicians, anyone associated with key people who have knowledge of any of their information. As an award-winning author, poet, and radio host and cable TV producer and host of Women Fight Back and Issues of the Day, I welcomed many politicians, judges, lawyers, victims of legal abuse and injustices to share their stories and their information. Now I am on Blog Talk Radio, which is worldwide, and you can listen anywhere, in any state, in any country, which you do, and thank you. It's so exciting to see people from China, Russia, the Middle East, Europe, listening to this program. And I welcome you, and I thank you for listening, because what happens in America affects everyone around the world. My two award-winning books are 5-star reviews on Amazon, Fight Back Legal Abuse, self-help book, and a political satire based on Obamacare, titled Obamacare, Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals. I am a pioneer of legal abuse. I am a legal advocate for justice. I've proposed laws that were implemented in this country over the past 20 years. And I also believe that Americans need to be proactive. We the people are the government and have forgotten they are the government and that they have been suppressed, oppressed, and depressed, which I call SOD, which I termed way back in the early 90s. SOD, S-O-D, suppressed, oppressed, and depressed, warning Americans not to go there, but we're there. And we were really suppressed, oppressed, and depressed in the past 8-plus years, under the Obama, Holder, Comey, Lynch, Hillary, Bill, Brennan, Kerry, Democratic Party, along with the rhinos such as McCain. So there we have it. Stuck with Obamacare, which is an unconstitutional law that was never read, studied, which is the job of lawmakers who crossed over the line and became lawbreakers, and rubber stamped it, approved, and said, we must pass it in order to read it and know what's in it. It's a new concept. So maybe that's what teachers are doing now, just rubber stamping past, and study the lesson later to figure out what was in it. It's about the way we're being run in this country over the past 8+ years. There's so much corruption. And I started a grassroots movement titled Women Fight Back, and we did change laws, and we did make a difference. But once you get rid of one rat, a bigger rat shows up, and it's nearly impossible to keep that door shut. So you always have more rats coming up, and so when the torch isn't passed on, because no one else is willing to take the torch, because they'd rather watch football, or they'd rather watch a concert, or they'd rather watch television or go to a movie or go out to dinner, then the flame burns out, and so does freedom, liberty, and rights. So today, after I take a quick break, I'm going to talk to you about what's happening in the Middle East and how it will affect our country. So don't touch that dial. I'll be back in just a moment.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hi, you're back with the Rose Columbo, and we're here with Columbo Chronicles Live. And let's go over to an article I came across that has to do with Obama. And it says, this is the wife of the most senior American member of ISIS, and you'll be angry to know why Obama allowed her into America. It says, as you probably know by now, former President Obama did not care about his people. Who are his people? I'm not so sure it was the American people. He was only trying to benefit from a personal standpoint. And he left this country plagued with ISIS terrorists that were allowed to move freely all across the country. And in fact, I'm injecting here that I read a few times that Hillary and Obama had the terrorists who attacked Americans who were murdered on U.S. soil removed from the FBI watch list before the attacks occurred. The article says, now we are left with thousands of terrorists on American soil that plot to destroy us. In front of our very own eyes, a British jihadi bride married America's most senior member of ISIS. But now she is trying to redeem herself by blending in with the rest of the world. She thinks that she can, that her past can be forgotten easily. But her past is far from pretty, and people won't forget what she was in her past life. Once you are related to ISIS, it remains to haunt you for the rest of your life. The name of the ISIS wife is Tanya Jurgalis, and she is 33 years of age. In the past, she mentioned numerous times that she had a dream of her kids becoming crazed terrorists. What a sick-minded mother, this article says. Who could want such a thing for their kids? However, Tanya got divorced from her ISIS husband, and now she thinks that she can be normal again. But once you are connected with ISIS, you are connected to terrorism for the rest of your life. Our dreams were to have land of our own, raise a family, and train them to be assassins or whatever, soldiers, and then eventually go join the jihad. Well, the jihad's intent, after graduation from the University of Jihad in Pakistan, is to kill all the infidels. It's training young minds up to murder innocent people. This is what Tanya said in an interview, that that's what she intended. Her dream was to raise a family and train them to be assassins or whatever, soldiers, and eventually go to join jihad. She said this in an interview when she was talking about her ex-husband, John Georgellis, an American that accepted Islam as his religion and fought his way to the elite levels of ISIS. She tried to continue with her life by finding a new husband, and she did it by going online on Match.com. She said, "I went to the dating website Match. I wrote an essay. I have four kids. My husband abandoned me to go become the next Osama bin Laden. I got 1,300 replies." Isn't that pathetic? Craig, an IT worker, fell into her trap. Tanya and Craig are now married and living in Dallas. But does Craig know about Tanya's past that will haunt her for the rest of her life? Will Craig convert to Islam and follow the footsteps of Tanya's ex-husband? So there you have it. This is how young people who are exposed to radicalism in the USA or in prisons or online and on dating games can actually become converts, marry an ISIS member, end up over in the Middle East, and then find out that it isn't all that they dreamed about, and attempt to move back to America. Some are killed, some are beaten, some don't make it back. Apparently, this woman was lucky. Also, this on Extraordinary News, Norway police. Radical Islam has taken over Oslo. Now, this is how the floodgates that Obama and Hillary opened up, along with Kerry and Brennan and Holder and all of their Democratic Congress and rhinos, implemented in Western civilization, particularly Europe and America. And it's still affecting our countries. Police in Norway say that they have completely lost control over the city of Oslo due to the fact that radical Islamists have taken over the area. That is an invasion. That is a foreign invasion in America. It's called an act of war, and it's established by the United States Constitution. Hopefully, Norway has such a constitution that they can fall back on and deport those people. According to police, Granland, a district in the city of Oslo, is experiencing apocalyptic levels of violence and lawlessness. OccupyDeplorables.com reports, "The Granland district of Oslo looks like Karachi, Basra, Mogadishu, all rolled into one. People are selling drugs openly next to the Granland subway station. Violence is epidemic, and the police have largely given up." Can this happen in our cities in the USA? It can happen anywhere. It's not Norway or Europe anymore, except when there is welfare money to be collected. According to Occupy Deplorable reports, the police are powerless. 5 years ago, Aftenposten, a pro-Islamic-leaning publication that is the largest newspaper in the Oslo, stated that there are Sharia patrols in this area, and gay couples are assaulted and chased away. Immigrant Fatima Tuani. I don't know if that's how you exactly pronounce her name. Fatima Tatuani says that Greenland is more Muslim than Morocco. Now, I have a family member who visited Spain, and then a diplomat happened to be her friend's father, so he took the girls to see Morocco. And she said she's glad she saw it, but she was glad to leave. The women are being raped at night in Oslo, and the men are robbed more than ever. Now, if immigrants come into your country and they create violence and they're selling drugs and they're raping women and robbing the citizens of that country, then they are enemies of that country. They need to be arrested and deported. They are not assimilating, and they are not bringing anything positive to that country. They're bringing crime and fear. What's wrong with the government officials around the world? Oh, they want to belong to the New World Order. It does appear. Strela Nostviv, 36, did not suspect any danger when the barrel of a pistol was smashed into her forehead. That was the beginning of 50 minutes of hell as a hostage of the robbers. In just the past 10 years, more than 4,000 people have been robbed in the town center and the area of Greenland Police Station, an immigrant ghetto. Most of them are young men. Strela Nosvik was a robbery victim. And she was number 351 from Greenland from this year, the same period in which around 50 assault rapes have been reported in Oslo. The robbers play on fear and violence. And anyone who comes to a foreign country as an immigrant and is committing crimes needs to be deported. The governments need to change their laws and make mandates about immigrants. A female Oslo police officer takes a walk through a rape scene and explains the immigrant horrors that had been festering for a decade. We are on a street in eastern Oslo. One of the top leaders of the police district tells about what happened here New Year's Eve 2006, 10 years ago, when a woman was subjected to aggravated sexual assault. The police officer explains, what we know is that a young woman, 20 years old, walked from there to here, well-dressed, getting captured on CCTV. She's going to the direction Bhopal. It's about 4 a.m. There comes a man we can see on CCTV. The man catches her running and tries to make contact with her. She refuses. The man throws the woman over here and begins to strangle her, saying that she has to have sex with him or else she will die. The police of Oslo have gone through all reported rapes where the victim did not know the rapist. It has given a clear perception about one who is behind these kind of rapes. The rapists are young men from other countries, often asylum seekers. Thank you, Obama and Hillary, and Democrats. They come often from traumatized countries or countries with a different view on women than here in Norway, or in Western civilization for that matter. It's both traumatized men and culture-related incidents. It's like that. What do you mean with that? We see their view on women is that they may control other people, especially women. Has it sometimes happened that our ethnic Norwegians have committed such rapes? No. There has not been any such cases at the Violence and Sex Department of Oslo, she went on to say. Use of aggravate violence was typical for the rapes. We have examples of violence that is so grave that when the victim describes it later, says that there and then she was just fearing for her life. Can you describe the violence? It can be anything from threats and knives to strangling and hitting the victim with different objects. So that's what's happening in Oslo. And in Sweden, there is an article that is very frightening because it says that Sweden has legalized child marriages for immigrant pedophiles who wish to stay married to their underage wives. In a move criticized by many as promoting pedophilia, the Swedish government has defended their controversial decision, saying that the huge influx of immigrants from polygamous and sexually diverse cultures has resulted in a sensitive humanitarian crisis. What about the children? What about the children they're marrying who are too young to even be having sex with an old guy? What about them? They have no rights? They only care about what these old guys want to do to women and children? Seriously? What's wrong with the leaders of these countries? No wonder we're in such a mess. It also says, this article says, we do not accept or condone child marriages, but the law also states that individual trials should be conducted in each case. Our assessment was that the girls could live with their men, these are children, during the asylum process. Carl Skrona, Social Committee Chairperson Ingrid Hermansen, said. Wow, brilliant, just brilliant. Sputniknews.com reports, this approach, however, was not shared by Camilla Brunsberg of the Conservative Party, who contended that the couple should have been dissolved. According to Brunsberg, the girls should have instead been placed in a residential care home for children and young persons. Oh, common sense. Hello. Whereas their spouses should have been referred to the Migration Board's asylum residents and deported, in my opinion. Brunsberg argued that there was no other alternative, as all other solutions implied that Sweden was backtracking in acceptance of its child marriage. And as we know, pedophilia has breeded and spread and branched out internationally since at least 1980, with people very wealthy in Hollywood, at the top political positions, even in law enforcement, there were some. I mean, it could be anybody, anywhere. It could be a relative, friend, a neighbor, a stranger, or an immigrant. So pedophilia is a serious problem, but legalizing child marriage is not the answer for the children. And for morals, values, principle, and in America, it's a crime. So nevertheless, Ingrid Hermansen argued that individual trials in cases of underage immigrants who are married will continue to be held at least until the Swedish Association of Local Authorities and Regions comes up with different guidelines on the matter. So they're not going to protect the children because even though their laws don't establish children marrying adult men, they're going to go ahead and allow it to happen rather than deport them and allow their countries to deal with it. They're actually creating more problems for the children in Sweden, in my opinion. At present, Swedish legislation on child marriages seems to be applied differently in different municipalities. Earlier this year, the administrative court of Växjö ruled that a 14-year-old pregnant girl could be placed with her adult husband's immigrant family, arguing that this was part of their culture. So raping children is part of their culture, so we'll just go along with it. That's what they're saying. we're going to allow it to continue. We're going to change our laws so more immigrants can marry our children too. What they're saying. When you are in the midst of war and fleeing for your life, you not think about the laws in force in the country you're heading to, the girl told the Swedish tabloid newspaper Expression. Policemen and a group of migrants stand on the platform at the Swedish end of the bridge between Sweden and Denmark in Malmo, Sweden, on November 12, 2015. Previously, the Migration Board identified 132 married children, of them 129 girls and 3 boys. This is pedophilia. They can call it whatever they like. It's approval of pedophiles accessing children legally without being punished or going to jail or being deported. Shameful. Simply shameful. Most of them coming from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. So, because they come from a different country, we're not going to protect the children. Most of them were 16, 17, while 14 of them were age 15 or under. Part of the problem is that neither the Migration Board nor the Swedish municipalities have any routine to detect married minors. Therefore, no comprehensive assessment has been made. So, in other words, they don't vet people as they come into their country. So we're all just being flooded with foreign civilizations, cultures, foods, religion, belief systems. And this is not a culture shock to Western civilization. It doesn't appear to be to the leaders. They appear to think that they have to appease all of the foreigners who invaded their land. How is that? And why is that? Well, when I come back from a break, I want to talk about another day and another Saudi prince who is dead. So don't touch that dial. I will be back in just a moment.
Listening is an art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Columbo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Columbo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to columbochronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Columbo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, columbochronicles.com.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up to Columbo Chronicles Live. Every Wednesday night, we have from 8 to 9 p.m. prominent guests from around the world on a myriad of topics. It could be anywhere from the Constitution to the Mafia to love to animal rights to family law courts to Planned Parenthood, to politics. It can be almost anything with people who have expertise on their topics. Many are authors, and many are experts, and many are both. So stay tuned to Columbo Chronicles Live bookmark, Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday, worldwide online radio just for you, discussing the issues that you don't really hear in the news. So here we have another day, another Saudi prince is dead. And if you hadn't heard or read, there was another Saudi prince among 8 officials killed in a helicopter crash near Yemen, and the cause of the crash has not yet been determined. That is a lot of Saudi princes. So it reminds me of why would they put all these princes on the same helicopter. It seems like that is not a very wise move. That reminds me of Obama putting the same SEAL Team 6 on an old helicopter after they captured Osama bin Laden and sending him in the middle of the night over Afghanistan on a secret mission. And somehow, over in Afghanistan, they learned of the mission and shot him down and murdered them. So why would they put all of the SEAL Team 6 team who captured Osama bin Laden on the same mission in the same old helicopter and fly them over Afghanistan, where they were upset about the death of Osama bin Laden? Just asking questions. Just hours after the death of Mansour bin Muqin, the son of former Saudi Crown Prince Muqin Al Saud, there are unverified reports that another Saudi prince is dead, and this time the circumstances are even more murkier. Arabic sources, including Al-Tayyad News, are reporting that the Saudi royal court issued a news release saying that the Saudi royal family was mourning the death of the prince, who died at a young age of 44. The release, however, did not cite a cause of the death. Prince Aziz was the youngest son of King Fahd bin Abdulaziz Al Saud and was reportedly arrested on Sunday, according to India Today. The news of the arrest and a subsequent gunfight came from various sources, and early reports suggested that Abdul Aziz was hospitalized. The Al-Mizdar news network first reported the news of his death and later removed it. Rumors of his death began doing the rounds after former FBI special agent Ali H. Soufan tweeted about it. He said Abdul Aziz was arrested a day before and suggested that the prince either died while in custody or during the attempts to arrest him as part of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's great purge. Well, they're having a huge purge over in the Middle East of all of these Saudi princes, which is intriguing and interesting all in the same breath. Also happening over in the Middle East, because I'm concentrating on the Middle East, we need not to forget what's happening in the Middle East, because we have ISIS members and radicals and no-go zones right here in the good old USA, and terrorist attacks, most recently in New York City, and Americans have been dying and are dying. Egyptian cleric says men allowed to marry their illegitimate daughters. This is reported by Tribune.com. So here we have pedophile international ring going on with these politicians and leaders around the world and CEOs and jetting off to Orgy Island with registered pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, the Clintons' best friend, I guess, BFFs, jetting back and forth, jetting children over there, and the FBI didn't shut him down. In fact, he got released early. Isn't that amazing? Flying children over to Orgy Island on the Lolita Express and all of these so-called respectable politicians, CEOs, celebrities, wealthy people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not from just America, but around the world. Sick, 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 perverted people. So, a prominent Egyptian Salafist cleric that claimed that Islam permitted men to marry their illegitimate daughters. It's just difficult to to watch and witness what's happening in the world, and that we are allowing everybody and anybody to come into our country and change our moral laws that are on the books and look the other way, and judges who ignore rape, pedophilia, incest, and do not protect the children, but protect the pedophiles and the rapists. Just makes you wonder. Mazin al-Sirsawi says that as illegitimate daughters are not officially attributed to their fathers, they can be married to them. Well, isn't it nice that all these old men are making the laws to have sex with children and marry children? Doesn't anybody care? Did you know that the judge's duty in the USA is to protect the safety and welfare of minor children and monitor the safety and welfare of minor children? What happened to that? Why are they allowing pedophiles into our country? Why did Obama invite them? Why did Hillary invite them? Why did the Democrats invite them? Anybody care? Well, he makes this claim on a video which has gone viral and has been widely criticized for the comments. Who's criticizing him? Just the people. Just the people. I don't hear any of these politicians doing anything about deporting pedophiles from our country, rapists. Al-Sirsawi, who teaches at the prestigious Idris Al-Azhar University, says as an illegitimate daughter that does not carry her father's name, she is not his daughter, according to Sharia. She is not officially attributed to him. Tell that to God. Many have expressed their revulsion about his claims, with one man tweeting, "What is this madness?" And a woman simply saying, "Yeah, that's the problem. We don't have any politicians who are actually doing anything about it. We have people who are ignoring it and are not calling for the vetting of every person who was migrated into this country by Obama and Hillary and Holder and Brennan and Kerry and all of the Democrats, who were unidentified, flown in at night, bypassing TSA. They don't have to get DNA tested. They don't have to be swabbed. They don't have to get naked x-rayed. They don't have to get patted down. They don't have to get searched. They don't have to answer questions. They were flown in, put on a DHS bus, and scattered around the country and set up their no-go zones. Americans woke up the next morning and their city was taken over, like in Oslo. And what do some of the governors and the AGs and in the states and also in the federal government doing about it? Besides nothing. Zilch. So we're paying for our own demise, and we're paying for our children to be put at risk, and for the women in this country to be put at high risk, like in Oslo, Italy, Spain, France, England. And to boot, the Democrats want to take away our guns so we can't defend ourselves. But they don't want the FBI and law enforcement to do search and seizures on no-go zones, where we know guns have been stockpiled, as reported in the news many times. So back to this article. Earlier this year, another Egyptian cleric, Mufti Mohammed Maruf, said in televised debate, the age for marrying should be low enough for newborn babies to be married off. Did you get that? Did you hear what I just said? These Egyptian clerics want babies to be married off. Do you know that there are people who rape babies? babies, toddlers, and babies. Well, we slaughter them at Planned Parenthood as a sacrifice to somebody. A blood sacrifice, that's what that is. It's a blood sacrifice because God would never allow a baby to be slaughtered and killed on U.S. soil in a Christian nation. So now we're into marrying babies. He said, long as no harm is done to the child, oh, give me a break. I worked for the sheriff's department. Those babies died. There is no problem in preventing her from getting married. Adding that, in Islamic Sharia, there is no set age for marriage when it comes to females. So in other words, when the time you're born as a female, you have no rights. Zilch. So there you have it. So that's going to round the Middle East and the foreign invasion into Europe and America and the push for more pedophilia, more rape, more robbery, more drugs, more sex trafficking. Now we're into marrying not only children as being okay, because that's their belief system. We're into ignoring moral laws of Western civilization in Western civilization's countries, such as all the countries in Europe, civilized countries of Europe that used to be civilized, and in the USA, to accommodate pedophiles and a foreign invasion by an unidentified non-vetted man who can't produce a certified U.S. birth certificate, and a woman who's possibly and allegedly under investigation for a myriad of reasons. God help the United States of America and Europe. And God bless you. God bless America. God bless the world and all innocent people, and especially the babies and the children used and abused. And may he keep his hand on those little children.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.